In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous, you've made a difference in your community, you've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone, get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, I often think that Kevin McCullough Radio is the gathering of brilliant people, but not because of the host, because of the great people that are willing to come here. So this hour, Governor Mike Huckabee, Charmaine Yost of the Heritage Foundation, Heather McDonald of the Manhattan Institute, and we get started with former Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCoy. See, I told you, smart people, all of them. They all are.
Bench thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So much to get to today. We're going to talk the police bill with Heather McDonald in just a little bit, because what the administration in Washington wants to see happen to our police forces across the country is just patently absurd. And I'm so thankful that in all likelihood it won't pass the Senate. But I want you to see what's in it just so you have a clear understanding of what that crew wants to see happen to our police force across the country, and especially here at the in New York City for the great NYPD, which I hands down, still the best police force on planet Earth. And they were ahead of the curve on police reform 30 years before everybody started talking about it last year. Just simply crazy. But talk about crazy. I saw this story as it rolled out yesterday, and I said on social media this morning, conspiracy is when a public official lies to the feds for protecting himself. I think it's called conspiracy. That's called obstruction. It's called conspiracy of obstruction when you ask one of your government agencies to do it, and it appears that's what Governor Cuomo did with the New York State Department of Health. Now, someone who has a couple of layers of expertise on this, both in the health arena and in the governor's office, is former Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCoy, and she rejoins us on this very busy news-based Friday. Betsy, it's always a pleasure to have you. You're one of my favorite people on planet Earth. You know that. But these issues of the governor not just telling the feds one thing with his own lips, but asking the Department of Health to doctor and rewrite some of the reports, This is bad stuff, is it not?
It is bad stuff, and although much of the media attention has been focused on his sexual misdeeds, his sexual harassment in the workplace, he has much bigger legal problems with his manipulation and lying about the health data, how many people died in nursing homes following his March 25th mandate. He's really facing possible charges of federal mail and wire fraud because he sent this information to federal agencies, state agencies, to the public. And politicians do real time in prison for this. I mean, Sheldon Silver's in prison for this right now.
Well, let's talk about that. So if the governor did go to the Department of Health and ask them to scrub numbers or to rewrite reports or just to document something that wasn't exactly as it should be, where is the culpability? Do the people that are involved in writing those reports also responsible? Does it all fall on the governor's desk?
But you can bet that they're going to cooperate in any investigation to save themselves, and that's what makes Cuomo so vulnerable. And more is going to come out, not only about how he distorted the numbers and hid the consequences of his foolish March 25th mandate, but you're going to see other information come out about corruption. Remember, Kevin, that this administration has been rife with corruption for years. The governor's top aide, a man he called his brother, Joseph Prococo, is doing time in a federal prison right now for corruption. And those charges came within an inch of the governor. Remember when Prococo handed out money for state economic development projects around the state? And coincidentally, the recipients of that money donated to the governor's reelection campaign. Can you imagine such a coincidence?
Yeah, such a coincidence. Well, let me ask you this. How many investigations are currently looking into, let's just focus on the nursing home issue, because I believe it was Letitia James that was the first one to come out and say his numbers weren't accurate. And she kind of like broke the silence on all of that.
Well, she came out and did it well after the New York Post. We knew the numbers were inaccurate and wrote quite a few stories. I wrote some of them myself, pointing out that the deaths were far higher than what Cuomo and his health department were admitting to. But yes, Letitia James wrote a report, and of course she's going to be writing another report on the sexual misdeeds, and she will be quite eager to shine a light on the governor's misdeeds because AG stands for aspiring governor. She wants that job herself.
Well, because of that, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, she's motivated, but you do have the federal authorities looking into this now.
Oh, yes.
What's the real worst case scenario, Betsy, that he could be looking at?
He could be looking at federal charges of mail and wire fraud and obstruction of justice. And as I said, I'm not saying that Cuomo's going to jail, but people who are convicted of those crimes go to jail.
Let's shift gears just a little bit.
Remember names like Mario Biaggi, Bob Garcia? Quite a few members of Congress have done time for that.
Yeah. Let's shift gears just for a second. The rollout of the vaccine and how it's been impacting here in New York. He continues to be distracted by these other issues. What are we seeing that we shouldn't be, or what are we doing right?
Well, get ready for a big change, because
okay.
The legislature is going to strip the governor probably today of his emergency powers. That's the most that they can do. They don't have the votes to remove him from office through the impeachment and conviction process. That would require 2/3 vote of the Senate plus the top judges in the state. And we don't have a power of recall in New York to do what Californians are doing to Gavin Newsom. So the most that the legislature can do, especially a legislature that's dominated by his party, is to slap him on the wrist by removing his emergency COVID powers, which otherwise would endure until April 1st. Well, that's a smart thing to do. Actually, states all over the country should be doing that. Emergency powers shouldn't last 11 months or a year, right?
Right.
But the fact is, once those are lifted, restaurants in New York are free to open. Everybody's free to open. Those emergency powers will be over.
So all executive orders he authored during that time are no longer in effect.
That's right. Betsy, because they're all dependent on the will of the governor. And there you can see the foolishness and the weakness of that concept of emergency powers. We know that groups of people elected by the public make decisions better than one person. Otherwise, we would choose to live under despotism all the time. So why do you choose to live under despotism in moments of crisis when you need the best decision making?
No, that makes total sense. So we had Assemblyman Kieran Lawler on with us earlier this week, and he said that the impeachment law in New York is a little different than the federal statute in that if more than half of the assembly votes to just accept the charge of impeachment, that he can be stripped of all executive powers and that the lieutenant governor can become the, in essence, acting governor for the remainder of his term in office. It doesn't remove him from office, but in essence neutralizes him. Governor,
right.
is that true? Is that how the law works?
I would have to reread that. It's Article 23. I would have to reread it. I'm not familiar with the fact that he could be stripped of all his executive powers, but I will go back because Kieran may be right. I don't recall that being the case. That would be highly unusual. Most of the New York State Constitution was written to protect to protect career politicians like Andrew Cuomo.
Well, and is the New York governorship too powerful of a governorship? A lot of people have speculated about that in the last year, and it certainly seems like he has kind of an outsized influence over his legislature.
Well, he does, but in part that's simply because the Democratic Party is so strong in New York State. Don't forget, another reason that the votes aren't there to impeach and convict him right now is that it's budget season, and all those Democratic politicians, even the ones who would like to remove him, have a handout at the trough. They're dependent on the governor for funding for their local projects.
Yeah, so, that's true.
It's not a good time to bite the hand that feeds you.
Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCoy, we always appreciate your time. Thank you for being with us.
Bye-bye.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. It's a big news Friday. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now. Get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, coming out of the House of Representatives this week, another vote. We've talked about a number of pieces of legislation that have passed in the House, some that will get by in the Senate if they're related to the spending bill, because they could use reconciliation measures towards that. But there have been a couple that are not going to see the light of day because they don't have the 60-plus votes to defeat the filibuster in the Senate. One is H.R. 1, which thankfully will not impact elections at this point in time. We've got to start paying attention, though, friends. If we don't pay attention to what they're asking to push through, they're going to get it pushed through at some point. We've got to stay engaged. And another bill this week that they were doing the same kind of dog and pony routine on was the police reform measure that they titled after the passing of George Floyd. What is in that bill? What does it say about their priorities? Heather McDonald, longtime fellow at the Manhattan Institute and contributing editor at the City Journal, rejoins us. Her most recent book, The War on Cops and the Diversity Delusion, those two books I recommend highly, important must reads on this issue. Heather, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for being back. What do we know about what the Biden administration and his team of progressives that he has around him really want to see happen with police, professional police work as a whole? What does this bill tell us?
Well, the Biden administration is on record of wanting to completely emasculate policing by imposing on it a completely phony race narrative, which says that if police generate activity data, whether it's pedestrian stops, investigatory stops, arrests, that are racially disproportionate, that is a per se evidence of police racism. That narrative is completely false, and it ignores the overwhelming reality that drives data-driven policing in New York and elsewhere today, which is the incidence of crime. We are not allowed to talk about this, Kevin, but crime rates are vastly different by race. In New York City, for example, blacks commit about three-quarters of all shootings, though they are 23% of the population. Whites commit less than 2% of all shootings, though they're 34% of the population. So a black New Yorker is 20 times more likely to commit a shooting in New York than a white New Yorker. What does that mean for policing? It means that virtually every time the cops are called out on a shots fired call, they are being called to a minority neighborhood on behalf of a minority victim and being given the description of a minority suspect if anyone for once is cooperating with the police. But the Biden administration, its Justice Department, you can forget the bill, it doesn't matter. The Biden administration is on record saying it is going to fight what it views as systemic racism and view racial disparities as proof of that. That is going to further render New York cops passive. They're not going to want to make those investigatory stops that will generate inevitably racially disproportionate data. And again, it is not because they are racist, Kevin. It is because they are following the data, and that leads them, when you're talking about violent street crime, overwhelmingly to Black and Hispanic neighborhoods.
Heather, I think one of the things that really bothers normal dads like me, I've got three kids, 10, 8, and 5, or 6, and they're you know, making their way in the world, and they're going to be out there soon. And we sit here and we hear these kinds of breakdowns, as you have very systematically and very thoroughly done this research, and we ask ourselves the question, why is it being driven by data? Why aren't we just fighting crime where crime stands? And if it happens to be in more of this community than in other communities, then so be it. But shouldn't the goal of public safety override all concerns about data in particular? Because the larger concern of public safety is, I don't care who it is that wants to commit the crime. I don't want that crime touching my family, particularly my children. And at the end of the day, I think most Americans think this way. Why can't we get back to that?
Well, that's a very deep and difficult question. The country, you know, far from being white supremacist, that is one of the most ridiculous charges that is now the theme in the mainstream media. So far are Americans from being white supremacist that they routinely turn their eyes away from these senseless drive-by shootings. Last year, over four dozen black children were killed in drive-by shootings. Imagine if four dozen white children had been killed in drive-by shootings. There'd be a revolution. But we are so reluctant to even notice the breakdown in the black inner city community that we don't want to recognize the facts. And by doing so, by telling the police that they're racist for trying to prevent crime, we are consigning the thousands of law-abiding bourgeois residents of those communities who just want to get on with their lives and be able to walk safely in the streets to lives of stunted opportunity and stunted potential.
That is so true. We're speaking with Heather McDonald. Her expertise with the Manhattan Institute has really been to take a hard look at policing in the last few years. And her books reflect that, as do her writings, her op-eds, et cetera. And you can find out more of what she has authored at Manhattan-Institute.org. Heather, the challenge here, and I know it's unpopular. It's unpopular for us even to have this discussion on the airwaves. But if we don't begin to address the inconsistencies of black on black crime, that just, as you just pointed out, sentences more black children to death. Why don't public officials seem as concerned about the actual outcome of their policies as they are in making these bloviated statements of what, idealized society should look like, and arguing from the data standpoint as opposed to the results standpoint?
Well, again, I mean, these are very difficult, weird issues about American culture today. I did a segment last night on Tucker Carlson about this, and I gave the crime data not just in New York, but in St. Louis, Los Angeles, and Chicago, which are even more disproportionate. I mean, in St. Louis.
Yeah, you were saying that more disproportional.
There was a comment on the Twitter feed saying that this is just spreading hate. No, it's not. It's spreading safety. It's being honest about our crime problem spread safety. But to talk about the cultural breakdown in the inner city that is driving this crime is now viewed as peddling in hate. It is just a profound taboo that one is not allowed to broach.
Yeah, no, it's well said, and we have to broach it anyway. That's why this radio show is a little bit different than a lot of others. Heather McDonald, thank you so much for your time today. Have a great weekend, and thanks for your thoughts.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming back. We speak with Charmaine Yost from the Heritage Foundation next. Stay with us.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now, get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
She fights to protect America's heritage. Heritage Foundation Vice President of the Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity, Dr. Charmaine Yost, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on this Friday. And as we continue, don't forget, of course, Governor Mike Huckabee coming up yet. We'll have his witty insights for the week yet to come. But I want to turn to our nation's capital because Charmaine Yost reports to us from the nation's capital each week. And that happens to be the site and location of where this extended request has come in from the Capitol Police to keep the National Guard on duty. Now, they're not bothering to serve them cooked chicken or give them warm places to sleep at night. But on the upside, Dr. Jill Biden did come out and give, you know, 6 chocolate chip cookies to some people a couple of weeks ago. Charmaine Yost is back with us. Charmaine, your reaction being a Washingtonian, in and out of the city every day as your job requires of you. I'm discouraged. I see these razor wires up along the fencing along Capitol Hill, and I'm saying that looks like something out of a 1980s East Berlin movie, not Washington, D.C.
Hey, Kevin. Happy Friday. Listen, you know, it's interesting you should ask me about this because Heritage Foundation is located on Capitol Hill. We're right across from Union Station. And so I was down there the other day, and I have to tell you, from an eyewitness perspective, this is worse than you think. I had in my mind, they said that they'd put up fencing around the Capitol. They haven't put up fencing around the Capitol, Kevin. They have fenced off a large portion of Capitol Hill. The fencing, for those of you who know D.C. and many of your audience does, the fencing goes all the way down to Union Station and then all the way up the hill to right across the street from the Heritage Foundation. So it basically encircles the entire Capitol complex. So, you know, I think that as Americans, we really do need to ask, like, what is the plan here? How long is this going to go on? And it's not just fencing. There's concertina wire around the top of it.
Right.
So, you know, we do hear a little bit here, there, and yon about there being ongoing threats to lawmakers. Like to know a little bit more about that. If there's some kind of legitimate threat, that's one thing. But in terms of, you know, the other day they were reporting and saying there was some kind of Q gathering or something that they were hearing noise about, and then there was just nothing. So I just think that they really, really fell down on the job in terms of having the appropriate response on January 6th, or not response, but preparation. You know, they should have been better prepared. They should have responded more quickly. We still right. don't have answers to all the questions that many of us have about what happened that day. But then to use this as an excuse to turn a large portion of the downtown D.C. area, or not downtown, but the Capitol Hill area, into a militarized zone is really, really troubling.
Well, and I think that if you do see pictures of it, particularly on a rainy night with some of the lights beaming from the Capitol complex, it really does, as I said, kind of harken back to the 1980s Cold War and like places that people were not allowed to be. And this is the people's capital. This is the people's house. We are allowed to be there. And I know that there were people that were unhappy about what happened on January the 6th. I know that there were some people who died that probably would not have died had some of that not happened. However, I don't think that, you know, 2 months later, still having everything behind razor wire is the answer to it. But, you know, I'm going to let Washington, D.C. and the powers that be figure that out, I guess. I just don't. When I see these stories, Charmaine, about the National Guard being served undercooked chicken, which is really deadly. I mean, it can create right. all kinds of food poisoning problems that you just don't even have with other undercooked meats. And to know that they've been, you know, shuffled around in, you know, parking garages and other things to sleep in, it seems like we're asking an awful lot of those men and women that put on the uniform to serve their country for not a lot of justified reasons. And that breaks my heart.
Well, it's a little concerning to me. Like I said, you and I both believe in law and order and protecting people. So if there's a legitimate threat, they need to be prepared. But I think as Americans, we need to have a reassurance that this is not being used politically, and not trying to have this subtle telegraphing of a message that there is a threat that there really isn't.
Yeah. Do you think that is somewhat of a distraction given the continued kind of diminished state that the president seems to present, even being cut off, you know, of his own press conference event where he says, I'll open it up for questions, and they cut him off. And like the very controlled way they're putting him in public and the limited times that they do, and these stories coming out about the vice president fielding most of the phone calls from heads of state across the globe. I mean, it seems like, I don't know. It seems very weird, Charmaine. You and I have worked together for a long time, and I joined you in Washington, D.C. for a period of time. I've never seen an administration be handled like this.
Well, it is interesting, and I will say that it's one of the things that's also concerning is the coverage is just so positive and so upbeat. And it is one thing to give a president a honeymoon. It's another for it to endure for an extremely long time. And so I think we're all going to be watching to see if we get the kind of transparency and the hard-hitting reporting that we've come to be used to. I think there needs to be a call for an even-handed approach and for holding the administration accountable for transparency.
Not holding my breath on that one, but I agree with your points. Charmaine Yost, thanks as always for being with us, and thanks for the great work you're doing. Kevin McCullough, coming right back with Governor Mike Huckabee. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now. Get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
He is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a 2-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of that before being known as Sarah's dad, Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And we do look forward to chatting with Governor Huckabee every Friday, partly because he gives us a sneak peek of what's coming up on his big show on TBN this weekend. But, Governor, we also like talking to you about common sense. You know, common sense is about as rare as Arkansas-style lasagna these days. We need more of it in the public conversation. I am curious. Did you see the White House cut the president off of his own digital press conference the other night when he opened it up for questions? And are we looking at the severe deterioration of citizen one in America right now? And does that bother you at all?
Well, it bothers me tremendously because they're scared to death that he might go to an unscripted moment and utterly just implode. I've never seen anything quite like that. It usually is that the president dictates, I'm going to keep taking questions. We saw that with Donald Trump time after time. And his press people would back off and say, yes, sir, you're the president. We work for you. In this case, Joe Biden looks up and says, what do y'all want me to do? And obviously they didn't want him to take any questions because, God forbid, he didn't know how to answer them without the script and the teleprompter in front of him. So they just cut him off and went to a tone. I mean, I have not seen anything quite like that. But this is a president who even CNN had to admit, not in the last 100 years has a president been as inaccessible to the press as Joe Biden has. And the fact that they even recognize that tells you it's significant.
Well, and you, to your point, and it's a great point, the press was not kind to Donald Trump, but they sure enjoyed the fact that he would jaw with him at the drop of a hat. On his way to the air helicopter nearly every day, they'd get some soundbite from him. And if you talk to the longtime veterans in the press corps, they will tell you no one was ever as accessible as the Trump administration. And, you know, yeah. Your daughter had a lot to do with that when she was running the press office. But that was consistent throughout the entire 4 years of his presidency. And now to have this totally, you know, hidden back in the back room somewhere kind of administration. He only comes out and signs his executive orders and says what's on his 3x5 cards that he has neatly tucked into his suit pocket. And then he goes back to his little hole. I've never seen anything like it. And I think if people were pondering, you know, are we really being operated? Is the president really in charge? I would have a hard time convincing people that he was.
Not if they see this. Now, I will say that you gave my daughter some credit for Trump being so accessible. It really was what he wanted to do. And he would stand out there and answer questions so long that they'd have to refuel the helicopter, for heaven's sakes. I mean, he took as many questions as they had. They finally gave up before he did. And you're right. There's never been a president who was that accessible. He'd walk into the press room. He'd catch them on the fly. He would just answer their questions and go on and on. Joe Biden won't take any question that he didn't know in advance and that his staff hadn't prepped him with either a card or something on his teleprompter. And when he tries to go off script and say, what do you want me to do? It's pretty evident. What they want him to do is totally shut it down because they're afraid he can't handle an unscripted moment. That's scary for a president of the States.
No, it really is, especially when we're so used to having such a transparent one. Let's talk about one of the things that is really important right now. And this was highlighted this week by the story where the feds released 108 COVID positive illegal aliens into the state of Texas. But we've got some real problems on our southern border, Governor. And while you were never a border state governor, you dealt with a lot of the immigration fallout from Texas and some of the problems that they had. What are your thoughts about where we are 2 months in with this new immigration kind of approach?
Well, the first thing this tells us is that the Biden administration is outright lying when they say their number one concern is COVID. If it was, they would shut that border down unless everyone who came in was carefully tested and tested negative. There's no way that you let them in. And I'm wondering how many of those people coming in have an ample supply of masks so they can make Dr. Fauci happy. They need two a day, as you know, two on top of each other so that they can make sure they're properly masked. Now they're talking opening a military facility, Fort Lee, just south of Richmond, Virginia, because there are so many people stacked up on the border in Del Rio and in other sections where they put up tents, and now those are overrun. They're going to take people who come into the southern border, fly them to Fort Lee, and put them in what used to be an Army base. Now, the Democrats keep saying, we don't have a crisis, we have a challenge. Let me tell you something. If this were happening under Donald Trump's administration, it would be more than a crisis. It would be a humanitarian crisis. It would be the worst thing that ever happened. And the reason we didn't have this crisis is because the president actually got control of the border. Joe Biden, for a political move, not humanitarian, has decided he's just going to open the gates, and if somebody has COVID, come on in and give it to the rest of us. Why the heck not? It's just disgraceful.
Well, and you consider that that's happening, and then you see what their agenda is coming out of the House of Representatives. They keep passing these bills that are some of the most radical and some of the most truly shape-shifting type of things. I mean, there's no way that H.R. 1 is going to get passed in the Senate because it'll have to get 60 to get there. But what they want to do, Governor, by way of giving basically the federal government the right to override every state voting law, and then you couple that with the police bill that they just passed, trying to say that, you know, we've got to handcuff every police department in the entire country, radically roll back some of these common sense law enforcement techniques. This is a group of people that I am not convinced has the welfare of America in mind foremost in their thoughts every day. In fact, I would argue in many instances, it seems like it's the opposite.
guy. And I'd love to ask some of those folks that thought that they needed to vote for Joe Biden because he's such a moderate and he's such a great guy. How's that working out for you?
Yeah.
And do those people enjoy set it out on the Senate races and we lost those two seats? How's that working out for the rest of the country? This is a crisis, and all I can do is hope and pray we can survive until 2022. But I really believe America will come to its senses, and we will take control of both the House, the Senate, and some more governorships, and try to put a roadblock to some of these absolutely nutty ideas that are undermining the very essence of our country.
We got to pray to that end. Okay, Governor, real quickly, what's coming up on the big show this weekend?
Well, Governor Kristi Noem will be with us. We'll be talking about why South Dakota didn't follow all of the guidelines to shut everybody down, including churches, and why they decided that every business was essential. And then we've got a great country artist, Lee Bryce, is going to be with us with a brand new album. What a great guy and a terrific artist. We've got that. And Frederick Da Silva, who will read our minds, and it's just amazing. So don't miss it.
I could use someone with that skill set on my own team. Governor, always a pleasure to talk to you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's a brand new year and a perfect time for you to admit one important truth. You need a better immune system. You don't have to have a pandemic here to tell you that. You need to fight off the colds and the flus and all the other little things that want to just tear you apart. You know what my secret is? I haven't been sick in years. You know why? Because I take fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature. See, I know that I can't get 10 full servings of 31 fruits and vegetables unless I have like the largest produce section in all of America, and I don't. So I take my fruits and veggies. I stay healthy. I don't get the seasonal bronchitis, and I haven't thought one iota about COVID. Friends, you can do the same thing. You can live with confidence. Call today. Get 35% off and free shipping. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. You can also go online to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call 800-246-8751 or go online, make sure you use the discount code KMC. That's 800-246-8751. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here, and thank you for so regularly, consistently, trying to champion common sense in your life and the world around you. It is really, I'm really grateful for the effort that people put into wanting to understand the issues of the day, to try to respond with clarity that's based on truth. That's all we try to do, by the way, every single day here at Kevin McCullough Radio. So thank you for those of you that support that. If you want any of our show on demand, we are easy to find. If you go to Apple Podcasts and put in Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio, either one, if you go to SoundCloud.com/KMC Radio or search Kevin McCullough Radio within the SoundCloud universe itself, either one of those will get you to our entire podcast university. And in this, if you hit subscribe in either the Apple Podcasts or on the SoundCloud, either one, you will get delivered to your inbox everything that we do, never for a charge, never behind a paywall, and it's available to you instantaneously. So I would encourage you to do that so that you always have, even if you don't listen every day, you end up having the ability to find it if you end up knowing that you want it and you need it, and it's already there in your inbox. But it's a great way to get the Kevin McCullough Radio and the other broadcasts that we do delivered to you every single day, and I'm grateful for that. Now, there's a lot of things that have been canceled within the last little while. There's a film about the life of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas that in the latter half of Black History Month, Amazon thought they needed to take it out of their store because it tells the story of Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court Justice, the only African-American who's on the high court at present. But they just, you know, no explanation, just up and remove it. Dr. Seuss has had six titles removed from the libraries of online stores. iTunes, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you can't buy the Dr. Seuss books. Even eBay is starting to prevent you from being able to buy used copies by other people that sell them. These are the things that people are canceling and censoring about. Meanwhile, a governor who has been definitively deadly to his constituents, a governor who has been definitively offensive to young women that he has harassed, a governor who has made an absolute anathema of the economy, political welfare, and infrastructure of his state, he's not canceled. He's still allowed to be governor as of this moment. That doesn't make any sense to me. ImpeachGovCuomo.com if you have thoughts on this. ImpeachGovCuomo.com. ImpeachGovCuomo.com. We'll see you Monday. I'm Kevin McCullough.